The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. So if you'd like to call us, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. But I thought maybe we'd start out this evening with a fascinating article on global warming here. And the Associated Press report saying that a new scientific study finds that the absolute worst of global warming can still be avoided if the entire world cuts emissions on greenhouse gases the way that President Barack Obama and Europe want. And it goes on to say that a computer simulator by the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, looked at what would happen by the end of the century if greenhouse gas levels were cut by 70%. And the result, the world would still be warmer, but by about 2 degrees instead of 4 degrees. Arctic ice would shrink, but not disappear, and sea levels would rise less than they would if we do nothing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, there is no scientific evidence that man's activity is contributing to global warming. It was just last week or the week after that the Hearthstone Institute had a meeting in New York City. They had scientists from all over the world there to talk about global warming, and they all agreed that there is no evidence that man activity or man's activity or CO2 has contributed to global warming. Why is the CO2 going up? Why? Because we have a cycle of global warming. The Earth warms, it cools, it warms, it cools. It's been doing this for thousands of years. Why do they call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because 1,000 years ago it was green. In fact, they were growing grapes there, and they had their cattle, and they were able to grow crops in Greenland, and then it gradually became cooler, and by 1300 they had to actually pull everybody out of Greenland. It was getting too cold, and then we went into a cycle of global cooling, and then a couple of hundred years ago we started a new cycle of global warming, and that's why things are warming up, because of the cycles of the sun. Why is the CO2 going up? Why? Very, very simple. If you look at Al Gore's charts, which, of course, he knows are not accurate, but he doesn't want you to know that, you will find that the level of CO2 down through the centuries has gone up after you have global warming, not before. The CO2 increase does not precede global warming. Then why, of course, does the CO2 go up? Well, because the ocean is the great sink for CO2. I mean, CO2 is a miracle gas. It causes plants to grow and trees to grow and vegetation to grow far better. But the ocean actually absorbs CO2 when things are cooler and when, of course, they get warmer. Why, then the CO2 comes out of solution. In the same way, of course, if you were to take a bottle of Coke and you were to heat it up, why, you'd blow the bottle apart, and you'd blow it apart because the CO2 would come out of solution. And that's exactly what happens with the ocean. And that's why the CO2 levels are going up, not because of man's activity. Yes, the CO2 levels over the last 100 years have gone up from a 0.028 to a 0.038. Now, that's not 1%, that's not a tenth of a percent, that's 0.038. And that's because of the global warming, but not because of man's activity. Probably not more than 3% of all the CO2 in the atmosphere as a result of of carbon dioxide emission from cars and other things, but they can't let the people know why. Because they're using the threat of global warming to destroy the infrastructure of our society. This has nothing to do with climate control. It has to do with people control and making us poor. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience. And boy, we'd love to hear from you. But, of course, you have to understand that there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort that involves the entire mass media to convince the American people, to convince everyone in the entire world that global warming is a reality. So they do not allow articles in the controlled media about the fact that over 33,000 scientists, many of them atmospheric scientists, have signed a petition, many of them, of course, risking their grants and their university appointments, because, of course, they'll come after you if you dare to tell the truth publicly about what's going on. 33,000 scientists have signed a petition saying there's no relationship between global warming or between man's activity and global warming. But, you see, we can't let the American people know that. We can't let them know about all of the scientific evidence and all the scientific studies and all of the scientific articles that point out that this whole thing is a fraud. Why? Because they've invested a great deal of time and effort in this going back to 1992 when they had a meeting on the yacht Britannia, Prince Charles' yacht, and of course they got the leaders of the world, including Al Gore there, and the business leaders, the people who wanted to destroy the infrastructure of our society, to transfer the wealth and the production and the manufacturing in the United States, the third world countries, to build up the economy there and lower the economy here. And it's part of the Earth Charter Plan for equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. And what they're really talking about is, here in the United States, is taking the wealth away from the productive people and redistributing, and of course lowering the living standards of everybody here by redistributing the wealth, and then redistributing the wealth and manufacturing of the United States to other nations, and of course that is equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And so what we want to do is raise the living standards up in Vietnam and in Thailand and in China, as we lower the living standards here in America. And of course, this is what's going to happen as a direct result of the current economic crash and as part of this long-range program where we're going to cut back on the utilization of fossil fuels here in this country. Now, you have to have electricity, you have to have power to have an industrialized society. Without electricity and power, why, you can't have an industrialized society. So they want to destroy the industrial base of our nation. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Open Line Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I just got started talking about, of course, this scam of global warming. And, of course, as I was just commenting, the whole purpose behind this is to destroy the mechanization, the industrial potential of our society, because you can't have an industrial society unless you have electricity. And so, basically, they're going to run up the price of electricity to make it really untenable for industries that are energy intensive to remain here in the United States. They're going to double your electric bill, all with this idea of green power, and it's already doubled. They doubled it the first time in the name of course, of lowering the electric rates. Oh, we're going to deregulate electricity. We're going, of course, to bring competition into the field, and that's going to solve the problem. Who could be against competition? I will tell you, here in the state of California, every member of the legislature, both Democrat and Republican, voted for it, and they should have known better, because, of course, you can't deregulate a monopoly. And, of course, the whole purpose of the deregulation of electricity was to double the cost, and that's exactly what they do. And they're going to double it again and double it again. And, of course, electricity is really so cheap to produce. I actually have a four-tape set on electricity. I interviewed some of the key people in the state on electricity production. But, of course, they wanted to run the price up, and they've done a pretty good job of it. Well, this is Open Line Wednesday, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The lights are beginning to come on, the board's beginning to look like a Christmas tree, and let's go to Sandy, who's calling Spokane. Hi, Sandy, how are you doing?
Well, okay.
And do you have a question or comment?
I wanted to comment on, I went to a store today to get L-tryptophan.
Uh-huh, right.
And, they told me, which I was amazed, that I had to have a prescription for it.
Well, I don't know what the regulations are. It used to be, of course, you could just buy it over the counter. It's nothing but an amino acid, but it may very well be that the pharmaceutical industry has intervened. You have to get a prescription for everything, and that way they can jack the price up. I really can't tell you what the current regulations are because we haven't bought it for a long time. We bought it from other sources, but I'm surprised to know they want a prescription for a simple amino acid.
Yeah, you know what she said.
What
the gal that was there at the doing the supplement, she said it's actually a dangerous medication.
It's not dangerous at all.
I thought that was amazing.
Well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'll just find a different health food store. Those people are dangerous when they're putting out information like that. It's an essential amino acid.
Yeah.
And basically, of course, the reason that they got into trouble with this is that, it was widely used for sleeping. People were taking this because it would help them to sleep. And, of course, it was cutting into the profits of the drug companies. And then suddenly there appeared something called eosinophilic myositis, and people were developing myopathy, eosinophilic myopathy. A couple of them died, and they found they were taking L-tryptophan, but they were taking the L-tryptophan from a specific a company manufactured in Japan. It was genetically created through one of these crazy genetic modifications. And because one company in Japan was putting out a faulty product, they pulled it off the market entirely for a number of years, and it was simply, of course, so the drug companies could make more money at the expense of the people. So eventually they did release it, so you can get it in this country, but it was actually outlawed in this country. For human beings, you could get it. For animals, and a lot of people went to the veterinary stores and got it. And, of course, it was perfectly legitimate. But the FDA is in the hands of the pharmaceutical industry, and it's hazardous to our health. Anything else, Sandy?
No, I just wanted to comment because I heard you mention it a couple of days ago, and I've been thinking about getting some myself, but I'll just go somewhere else. I know I can probably get it online and even...
Okay, fine.
So.
Certainly try to go to one of the legitimate companies out there, a lot of the good ones. If you give your telephone number, I'm going to put you on hold. And
sure.
My wife will call you off the air, okay? So I'm going to put you on hold. Sandy's going to get your telephone, Andy's going to get Sandy's telephone number, and we'll go from there. God bless, and let us know if things work out. Okay? All right, let's go right now to Steve, who's calling from Moline, Illinois, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing very good, thank you. And, unfortunately, Dr. Stan, there is something to this global warming. And unfortunately, they're going about the wrong way. Of course, they're making it a money issue. And what it actually entails or should entail is the less usage of fluorocarbons. And they brought that new air conditioning oil, whatever, to replace the Freon, and it was twice as bad. There has to be something to this global warming. I'm not sure how much.
Why do you say there has to be something to the global warming? Yes, there is global warming, at least until about 5 years ago, when we started getting global cooling. We're in a cooling cycle right now. Some people are talking about the possibility of moving into another ice age. I have not seen so much cold weather this time of year.
Oh, I, I agree with you. It's been irregular. Of course, they're modifying the weather. Bush and them, I think they're, once they get out of office, that's when they really get dangerous. Can't watch them any longer as closely. But and they don't need to charge the money. Of course, that's just a red herring so they can get a bunch of money. But the global warming, to me, the reason it seems to be apparent is you have the Russian naval fleet sailing around Newfoundland that hasn't been there for eons of time, and they just daring anybody to try and take it from them because it's becoming, to the fore. I mean, they're getting property that they're never seen before, and there's a lot of it, and they don't want anybody, least of all us, taking it from them. So they got their fleet sailing 24/7, 365 now, nuclear armed, and they don't want anybody getting that land. So that to me shows that there's some kind of something going on that's brought all that new land, is going to be available.
I think, Steve, you have to understand we've been in a global warming cycle for 200 years. But in the last few years, well, of course, it's actually been colder. The ice caps are refusing. Basically, what they do is they show you pictures of the Arctic ice in the summer when, of course, it melts. And then they say, well, used to look like this, and that's in the winter time. But basically, in the winter, actually, we had more Arctic ice last winter than we had, previously. And basically, when the Russians are sailing their naval ships, they're doing it this summer, not in the winter time. Don't be taken in by the phony propaganda. This is a scam to destroy the industrial base of this country, to force our industries to close because they can't use electricity. This is why we subsidize the building of nuclear power plants over in China, but we can't have any here because we don't know, have no idea possibly what we're going to do with the spent fuel rods. Why don't we do what every other country in the world does and simply reprocess them? Oh, we couldn't do that. We might produce plutonium, that would then be used by nuclear bombs. Well, certainly the nuclear plants we're building over in China can produce plutonium. So why are we building the plants for the Chinese communists? We may very well be in a nuclear war with them before long, but we can't build the nuclear plants here. It's all a scam, and I hope you'll help us get the truth out.
I understand. Let me tell you that I won't be fooled with their malarkey on this global warming and all this, that, and the other. But let's not get too far afield by talking about what, what this comes right down to. We got to get this Congress either thrown out bodily, if necessary, or whatever, because that's what it's all coming back. I used to say the buck stops here. Well, I think it stops with the Congress and the President, and they're doing nothing for us but selling us out to world entities and that is running things. So we got to stop with all these subjects and get to the crux of the problem and get this Congress back, or get them thrown out and get common people in there or something.
I agree with you totally, and I hope you'll start getting people to listen to our program and then get them politically active. And try to find a candidate to run for Congress in your area who believes in America and who believes in the Constitution and who fears God, because that's what we need. Anyway, anything else you want to say here before we let you go?
That's all I have to say. Mighty fine. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks very much. And that was Steve from Moline, Illinois. Our telephone number, once again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I hope your wife's going to give me a call on that old tryptophan, too, because I went to a health food store, and they steered me in the wrong direction. They sold me L-tyrazine.
All right, fine. Well,
anyway,
I'll tell you what. If have you given your telephone number to our producer?
Yes, I did.
All right, fine. Well, then
ask him to forward my number to your wife.
All right.
And hopefully she'll get hold of me and let me find a source to find it, because it was probably 3 days ago I called and you advised me to get that.
All right, fine. Well, Barbara will get in touch with you. She's very reliable. I'm very fortunate to have her. Okay, anything else?
I wanted to talk about the tax protest day that we had in Spokane, Washington.
All right, fine. Did you get a good turnout?
A wonderful turnout. My estimate undoubtedly will contrasts greatly with the media's, but I estimate at least 1,000 people showed up.
Well, you know,
it was packed with wonderful speakers, including Dr. Laurie Roth. Some of our junior or freshman senators, etc., we had a wonderful turnout, great speakers, sign waving, and a lot of support from the passing motorists.
All right, fine. Well, you hang on there. We're going to be back. And, you know, your forces live in that area. You're fortunate to have the American Christian Network there, because their people are going to hear the truth that they're not going to get elsewhere.
Yes.
Hold on. We'll be right back. All right, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Bruce from Spokane, and we just have a note up here that Bruce will call, Barbara will call you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
how much money I'd want. I said, you pay my way and find me a pillow someplace, and if you can pay me, fine. If you can't pay me, I'll come, because I think that this is a great area. And what we need to do is get people to understand what America's about, and we've got to start someplace. I don't think there's a better place in the entire country to start than right there in Spokane.
Well, we have a good networking facility that we can get the word out better than anticipated before, and it's growing and becoming more refined as we go along.
Well, I'm really encouraged, and I'm just so thankful we have an outlet there. And in fact, as you know, we do not only the evening but an afternoon program. Is there anything else you wanted to say or cover?
No, I just anticipate a call from your wife giving me that source for the L-tryptophan. I'll be looking forward to that. And thank you again for your wonderful program. And God bless you, sir.
Thank you, too. God bless you. Oh, anyway, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Wayne calling from Spokane. Hi, Wayne. How you doing? Wayne, are you there? Well, I don't hear. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, hi. You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I went to the Tea Party, too. I was actually quite disappointed with it. The turnout was good, but the people are so ignorant down there still. You know, they don't know what Alex Jones is preaching, like with the Obama deception. You know, they think that Glenn Beck is on their side, but Glenn Beck is an operative. He tells them just so much with the right-left paradigm. He's just, people are fooled by Glenn Beck, that he is actually worse in so many ways than the insiders, because he's a Judas goat. And it's just so sad that these people don't know what's going on. They need to see the Obama deception and the work that Alex Jones does. One of your best friends, that man is a bulldog. I don't know of anybody other than yourself, but Alex Jones, that man, God bless him, because he is such a patriot. He works 18 hours a day producing movies, it's him and his whole staff. People need to wake up and look at the movies and the stuff that Alex Jones does.
Well, I'll tell you what now. You know, we carry a lot of Alex's material. We carry the Obama deception. If anybody wants to get it, we think it's important. We have his DVD on the end game that goes into the Bilderbergers and their plan for mass population control and genocide. We have his course, The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, Terror Storm. We got a lot of things he's done, and I agree with you. Alex is doing a great job across America. I don't know anybody who's more effective than he is, but what you need to do is get the people to just start listening, and if they can't get Alex Jones there, they can listen to us, and we have Alex on. We had him on maybe about 10 days ago on our afternoon program, and
yes,
I have him on my program, and he gets on my program. We have a great time together.
Exactly. People have to be aware of Glenn Beck. He is not on our side. He comes across on our side, but he is a Judas goat.
He
is our enemy. He's worse than the insiders because he portrays himself to be a good guy, but he's not.
I just tell
people to wake up, get the Obama deception, listen to Alex Jones and yourself, Bob Chapman, patriots like him, and Dr. Stan. Let Bob talk a little more. No offense, but he's so wise. I just drool when he comes on because I just love to listen to the man. He's so brilliant.
All right, fine. I will try.
Listen to Alex Jones and watch out for that Glenn Beck and Fox because they're not on our side.
You sound just
God
like...
bless America and God bless you and God bless Ron Paul. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Wayne, who's calling from Spokane. And again, our telephone... Wait a minute now. We've got Mark, who's calling from Iowa. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi. How are you doing, Mark?
Dr. Stan, can you hear me okay?
I certainly can. Go right ahead.
Well, God bless you. I really love your program. The reason I'm calling, I just kind of wanted to pick your brain about, I just read recently that last month there was a case of, it's called hemorrhagic fever, and it's never been in the U.S. before, but it was confirmed in Colorado. And,
well, how did they get it? Have they been traveling outside the country?
Exactly. The disease is called Marburg hemorrhagic fever.
Right.
And it's usually fatal.
Fine. Look, Marburg's basically is tied into the Ebola. It's one of those filiform bacteria like the Ebola. And it's a terrible disease. In fact, the only first cases of this type at all were found in a place called Marburg, Germany. And what was so interesting, it was found in laboratory monkeys. Laboratory monkeys that had been brought to Marburg, and they were going to actually, they were going to use those to produce polio vaccine, but they put them, fortunately, they put them into quarantine, and then the monkeys started to die. And then the people taking care of them started to die, and they put them into the hospitals, and the doctors and the nurses started to die. That is a terrible disease. Isn't it interesting? It was found in laboratory monkeys. We'll be back in just a moment here. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan back here. Yes, this is actually a one of those hemorrhagic diseases very closely akin to Ebola fever. Go ahead.
Well, I think we can thank the multiculturalism movement, basically, because the disease is actually, what I understand is it's a virus that's indigenous to Africa, and it spreads through contact with diseased animals, and it's passed on through the body fluids of infected humans.
And right, but
I don't think you'll...
Well, there's many people believe that this was, of course, a man-made disease. That's why it was in laboratory animals. In fact, so many of these incidents of these diseases, the only cases we've ever had of Ebola here in the United States came from laboratory animals, didn't come from general population, came from laboratory animals. So, you know, multiculturalism may play some part of it, but some of the bizarre secret experiments being done on creating genocidal weapons may very well also be involved. And I don't know if you've read my material going into the background of Ebola fever, but we actually have some older articles written maybe 8 or 10 years ago on this subject. And there's no question that, in my estimation, that Ebola was a man-made disease created for mass population control. But fortunately, they haven't released it. And I'm so surprised that the case of Marburg showed up. I haven't heard a case of Marburg for at least 10 or 12 years. Go right ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, let's keep it out of the United States, certainly. It sounds like something that can spread and really get ugly.
I'll tell you what, it is a frightening, frightening disease. And if I hadn't heard about it, I'll certainly check it out on the Internet. And thank you so much for calling. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, just one thing real quick about the stimulus package and... these congressional leaders. Now, I didn't know this. I just read this, that some of our congressional leaders killed a requirement to verify this legal eligibility for workers at jobs. The Senator Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi had arranged to remove a requirement that... takes away this E-Verify system. So now, illegals have access to these stimulus jobs that are being created.
Isn't that nice? Oh, gee, we're a wonderful country. Even illegals can get a job here. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark was calling from Iowa, and he was talking about, of course, the case of Marburg's disease he had heard about. And, of course, Marburg... is a disease that all the evidence suggests this was laboratory produced, one of these genocidal weapons of warfare that was produced, because the first cases were in laboratory animals and they were found in Marburg, Germany. In fact, they would have wiped out most of Germany because the monkeys, it was found in monkeys that were being actually going to be sacrificed, they were going to use their kidneys, they're going to produce polio vaccine, they're going to give it to all the people in Germany. But fortunately, God intervened. They quarantined the monkeys. They started to die. And then the people who were taking care of the monkeys started to die. And they put them in the hospital. And the nurses started to die. And the doctors started to die. And of course, they put the clamps on. They found out what it was. But isn't it interesting? It was in the laboratory. Monkeys were going to be used to produce the polio vaccine. And I believe God intervened, otherwise they would have killed half of Germany with that. or maybe who knows how many people would have died unnecessarily. But this is what happens when you allow the people to begin creating these terrible new diseases. Well, anyway, of course, Sydney, our guest was just calling, just bringing up one or two other subjects. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
That should do it for tonight, Brother Dan.
God bless, and thanks very much. Well, let's go to Nelson, who's calling from Bremerton, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Nelson. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Doing pretty well.
How are things up there in Bremerton?
I'm sorry?
How are things in Bremerton?
Yeah, it was a nice day.
And in fact, I remember that you had a big old battle up there. They wanted to fluoridate your water, and the people got together and blocked them, prevented them from doing it. Have they come back again, tried to fluoridate your water again?
I've only been here a little over a year.
Well, you weren't there for the big battle, but basically they wanted to poison the people, and some of the people got together, got the information out, and no matter how much money they've put in, the good people won, at least in that instance. So that's the one thing I know about Bremerton, other than the fact you're right up there on the border. But do you have a question or comment?
Well, we are the biggest Navy town in the country, probably. it's just Navy everywhere, Brem being in the Puget Sound. But yeah, I called last Wednesday because you had the open lines over in Spokane area, and I had a little more information on my pastor, Dr. Phil Fernandez. Again, if I could give his website, he's the president of an institute he started, the Institute on Biblical Defense.
All right, go ahead.
And what he does is on April 24th at 6 p.m., he will be debating Eddie Tabash. He's a Jewish secular humanist. And he's going to be debating him on the existence of God. And it's at Washington State University in Todd Hall at 6 o'clock on April 24th. So anybody in the Spokane area, it's being promoted by the atheists. So he's hoping to get a little support so he doesn't feel all alone down there.
Well, I'm sure God will be with him. I think it's an important issue. We have to know how to defend our faith and how to convince people that not only there is a God, but that these scriptures are true. And, because the problem, we've got too many people who've been to college and they're educated far beyond their intelligence, and they believe what they learned in college, and they don't understand that they were lied to about evolution, and they were lied to about history, and they were lied to about biology, and that basically there is a God who does reign in the affairs of men. Anyway,
yeah,
God bless, and I hope things go well. Let us know what happens.
I was going to say, me and him, we kind of joke that it's true what you say, that people are educated far beyond intelligence, and, higher ed is a place that is very against independent thinking. They don't like that.
Right.
So I actually teach at a community college here, and they... And I had one of my students said that when they write papers, anytime she mentions abortion or religion, she gets very poor marks on her grades, on her papers, and something that they don't like. And me and my pastor Phil, we kind of joke about how getting his doctorate, and in fact I have a MA, and we still, we haven't been educated out of belief in God. How did we get through school without, being forced out of our faith, I guess?
Well, either you had a very, very strong faith to begin with, or you had good teachers, but unfortunately so many of our teachers have an agenda, and that is to destroy your faith because they hate God. Well, one day they're going to have to stand before the bar of justice, and I fear that many of them are going to stand behind the great white what is the Great White Throne? Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much.
All right, well, keep up, Stan. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. And I tell you. And let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. Our telephone is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And go right ahead, Herman.
Good evening. Before discussing the problems, and oftentimes I think some of our listeners get discouraged because they hear the condition of our country and the world, I'd like to suggest for each listener to try to think about at least one positive thing they can do to make our world a better place. And today I received my monthly issue of Intercessors for America, and you can go to ifa.org, and they will have inspirational articles and a short list of things to pray about. And I think that if each of us individually, those of us who are blessed with a faith and belief in God, a supreme being that rules over the affairs of men, that even though we may not be able to change things in Washington directly, we can change it on our knees. So I'd encourage you to check it out, IFA, intercessorsforamerica.org, a very good organization. But the other thing I wanted to mention is I'd like to pull two things together, and that is the shortage of workers here in America, which is often used as an excuse for unbridled immigration.
Before you do that, let me just get our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have would like to call or you have a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you. But go ahead. You were talking about illegal immigration and legal immigration. Go right ahead.
Right. Well, since 1978, I've employed workers in various things, construction and in residential care starting in 1985. And I will honestly have to say that if we did not have access to immigrant labor, and I'm just going to say legal at this point, we would not have been able to stay in business because there are not enough Americans, white, black, or whatever color, who are willing to do these lower-end jobs that could keep our businesses going. And I think people who are in the restaurant business and janitorial, et cetera, could verify that. But the other bit of information I'd like to pull together, and the estimates are that we have tens of millions of immigrants. And about a year ago, I saw an article by it was relating to the abortion issue and some person who supposedly had prophetic insights said that he was given the divine impression or message that God was going to replace every aborted human being in this country with an immigrant. Now, whether or not you as listeners believe that this is true, the numbers are interesting. We have close to 50 million aborted babies, officially legally aborted, in this country since Roe versus Wade, and we also have a similar number of immigrants. If those babies had been born, and I agree many of them would be maybe single wed mothers or unwed mothers who would grow up, and those kids would not have gone to Harvard or Yale, but they would be filling jobs that our current immigrants are filling. So it's interesting, you know, you put those two facts together, you have an interesting correlation.
Well,
whether or not you believe it's from God or not, at least it's happening because there's a vacuum of jobs, of people for jobs, and that vacuum is being filled by immigrants.
Well, I tell you what, Chris Sherman, that the thing is that we have, of course, all of these social programs here. People lose their jobs. You've got your unemployment insurance. It'll take you for 26 weeks, and then they've enlarged it for another 20 weeks. If people didn't have that, that backup, why they would be willing to go out and take the jobs that are there. But they're not, why should anybody, of course, go out, get a job, then they'd lose their unemployment insurance. So then, of course, people need jobs, and I'm sure some of the people who hire illegal immigrants do it because they can't get anybody else to do the jobs. If we did not have this whole socialist system here where the government's going to look after people, people would be clamoring to get the jobs. That's the problem we face.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, anything else you wanted to say?
That's about it for tonight.
God bless and thanks very much, Herman. That was Herman from Carmel. Telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we've got Susan calling from the Freedom Forum, and I bet she's going to tell us about the films they're going to be showing here in Santa Cruz. Hi, Susan. How'd you do with your last presentation?
Hi, Dr. Stans. Very well. More and more people are showing up, and we try to reach out to people of all political backgrounds, and we had, I think, that represented there. And showing Treason in America by Servando Gonzalez and The Capitalist Conspiracy by Ed Griffin really exposed them to information I don't think they've ever seen before. And they wouldn't leave until they saw the rest of it. We weren't going to show the whole second film, but some people just wouldn't leave until we did. So they insisted on that and stayed quite late. So that was very good. And now our next movie is going to be The Future of Food. We did show it a long time ago, but we have a much larger people turning out now. So it'll be a different audience. And it is the story of Monsanto. And the way that agribusiness is controlling our food supply, and they're also controlling the price of food.
Of course, what Monsanto is doing is destroying our food. In fact, many scientific studies, at least done on animals, show dramatic changes as far as the blood is concerned, and certainly the components of blood. And we do know, of course, that some of these genetically modified corns, when they're fed to animals, why, of course, they the animals become infertile. Could that be why they're doing what they're doing? They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to know. Why do so many men have sexual dysfunction today? And I said, maybe for the same reason the pigs did, and the whole herds of pigs that die out because, of course, they couldn't reproduce. Why, then, are we giving medicines that, in many instances, animals will not eat unless they're forced to? Why are we giving it to humans and not even letting them know? And you're not even allowed, under ordinary circumstances, to know that you're getting genetically modified corn, you're getting genetically modified canola oil, you're getting genetically modified soy, and I share your concern. I think Monsanto should be tried and convicted for crimes against humanity with these genetically modified foods. God created the food; they work very well. Why is Monsanto modifying it? Of course, some people say it's just for money. I really fear that there's a much more diabolical agenda there. But whether I'm right or whether it's just for money, they're, of course, destroying the very essence of our genetic makeup of our food. And obviously some very smart people know what's going on, because Bill Gates and the Rockefellers actually have a seed bank, whether they have it up in some Arctic island up there. They know that they're going to destroy the makeup of our food, and it really won't be safe or fit to eat. And after most of the people died off, then they can do away, of course, with these genetically modified foods, and we can get back to good foods, maybe for their children, but probably many of our children will die as a result of this mass social experiment that these elitists are carrying out on the very soul of America. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, you're right, and we do try to discuss current legislation, and I believe there is a bill, H.R. 875, right now that people should check out on the web, and I think it's a no on that, but I haven't really started to research it myself either. But it has something to do with organic farming.
All right, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to this program that you're going to be putting on? Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Susan from the Santa Cruz Freedom Forum announcing there's going to be another film, and what's the date and where do people go?
Okay, it's going to be May 12th, Tuesday, and it starts at 7 p.m. at the Quaker Friends Meeting House at 225 Rooney Street, R-O-O-N-E-Y, and that's closest to where Highway 1 crosses Morrissey Boulevard, and Rooney Street is the frontage road right there. And if you Google Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, you'll find us on the web, and we should have that posted up there pretty quick. So I hope everyone can make it. We're a meeting place for active citizens, and hope to see everyone there, and hope you can make it sometime too, Dr. Stan.
Well, I can't get away, but you'll have my blessing anyway. God bless you. Thanks so much, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, Cindy, I will comment that I'm going to be doing the Saturday program at noon on KSCO, and I realize that won't affect most of you out across America, but for people here in Santa Cruz, I hope you'll tune in, and we'll do half an hour of commentary and half an hour of open lines. That's noon on Saturday on the local radio station KSCO. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but let me just comment on this whole idea of genetically modified food and certainly the genetically modified milk. But they don't not actually genetically modified milk. They use a special hormone. It's recombinant bovine growth hormone. I believe it's RPMG. But it's basically a hormone that increases milk production. But what you have to understand is that there's a direct relationship between the incidence of prostatic carcinoma and older men drinking milk. Older men should not be drinking a lot of milk. Because, of course, the scientific studies show that causal relationship, and that fact has been totally suppressed here in the United States. Why would you suppress something information that you knew was going to allow people to get cancer? Because they, of course, the people who believe in population control, want people to get cancer. There are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed in the United States today. Certainly, we have a four-tape set on Laetrile and how the original studies on Laetrile at the Sloan Kettering clinic were actually modified to show that it didn't work, and they knew that it worked. Now there's certainly a better means of treating cancer, and those treatments are locked away. At least many years ago, they were put in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation headquarters. If you want to hear about that, we've got a wonderful choice four tape set. It's called "The New Order of the Barbarians." The New Order of the Barbarians, and call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. Once again, let me repeat that number. If you'd like to get the DVD on the fact that there are actually treatments for cancer that are being...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866.
And, of course, we do a program on Saturday as well. And then, of course, this coming Saturday, we'll be on our local radio station as well. But we're trying to educate people about the spiritual battle that's taking place. I commented in the off time about a wonderful four-tape set we have. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It was based upon interviews that were done in the early 1990s about a talk that had been given in 1969. By Dr. Richard Day, who'd been the medical director of Planned Parenthood in 1969 and 1968. And Dr. Richard Day explained everything that was going to happen in the future. Now, 1969, 3 years before Roe versus Wade, he talked about how abortion would be legalized. He talked about how sports figures were going to suddenly get fabulous salaries, so people would really want to study to be doctors or professionals. Your main goal would be to become a sports celebrity and make a lot of money. And then how they were going to build inferior American cars so that the Japanese cars would be far better than the American cars. And how they were going to suppress the treatments for cancer and create new diseases so that they could kill off large parts of the world population because there were too many people. It's the most amazing story. And you really would want to get this. There's nothing quite like it. A lot of the interviews were done by Randy Engel. I did one of them. But this is a great four-tape set. We recommend it to you. Everybody should hear The New Order of the Barbarians. So if you'd like to get the four-tape set, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. You can actually get the transcript. It's the only story we have, the only tape set we have with a transcript. We have another great new tape set. It's called Deadly Assassins, and you'll actually hear interviews with people who've been trained to be assassins to kill international leaders or domestic leaders right here in the United States. That's Deadly Assassins. We have the DVD titled Deadly New Diseases. It's the talk that Dr. Garth Nicholson did 2 years ago, or the talk that Dr. Blaylock did this last year, Vaccines and Brain Development. And you must understand that the vaccines have a profound impact on the human brain. Do you realize that one in about every 40 or to 50 male children in the United States is autistic today? The incidence is, well, I think it's one in 160 children, but because the incidence is far more prevalent in boys than girls, why the incidence of boys, 1 in 50 or 1 in 60 boys in the United States, is autistic, and this didn't happen by accident. They knew exactly what they're doing. We have the Southwood Report. We make that available. It was a secret report put out by the CDC, done, of course, at a secret meeting. They did not want the people to know what was said, but fortunately we have the transcript. They know how dangerous the vaccines are. The people who attended this, people affiliated with the government, said, we're not going to have our children vaccinated. And yet, of course, when the report finally came out publicly, why, they said there was no danger from vaccines. And they know there's danger from vaccines because the Amish children don't get autism. And, of course, we find, of course, 1 in 160, 150 children get autism. And it's about 1 in every 60 boys is now autistic. What's going to happen to them? Why, of course, they're going to become derelicts when our whole social structure breaks down. It is going to break down here. The America we've known is not going to exist. It's going to be destroyed as part of a carefully calculated plan, because that's what this financial collapse is all about. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get more information on the collapse, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Get my November and December 2008 newsletters and the January and February 2009 newsletters. Pull them down. Watch our programs. There are DVDs. Listen to our radio programs. And then please pray for America, for our provision and protection. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, right now they're the views of Rob Roselli, who's calling us from the East Coast, and we're going to be talking about really what's going on, the force behind this effort to bring about a world government. Now, just today, of course, we had an opportunity of reading this latest report that comes out from the Office of Homeland Security, and if you haven't seen it, you can get try to pull it down off the net. If you can't get the unclassified official version of this, we'll be glad to send you a copy. But basically, they're told that this report about the real terrorist danger in America is to be not to be shown to the public, not to be shown to the press. It's only to be shown to law enforcement, so law enforcement will know how to identify terrorists. And you know how you identify a terrorist? Why, there are people who are concerned about the move towards a new world order. They're the people who are of right-wing extremists, who believe in the Constitution, who fear the federal government, who want more local control and less federal control. You can tell a terrorist because, he's a real patriot, and he talks about the Constitution, and of course, these are the people to be feared. That, and of course, returning veterans, they're the real enemy because they've been trained out to kill, and they may come back and be disillusioned with things. But all potential terrorists, in fact, about half of the country is potential terrorist, according to them. But if you haven't read this, and then they talk about the Jewish world conspiracy, and all these people who believe in a Jewish world conspiracy, and anybody believes in the danger of world government is obviously anti-Semitic and believes it's a Jewish conspiracy. And why are they bringing that out? Well, I'll tell you why they're bringing it out, because they're trying to focus our attention on the wrong enemy. This is a satanic world conspiracy, and it has people from all races and colors within it. But it's all predicated on an intense hatred of God. And I wonder if Mr. Obama knows what his government is putting out, their effort to stir hatred here in America for anybody who wants to preserve our Constitution, the law of our land. Well, that is the background. Let's go to Rob Roselli. Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, what are we going to talk about this evening?
Well, I can kind of dovetail what you started with there. I mean, speaking of President Obama, my contention, he knows exactly what he's doing. I think, you know, I have no other logical conclusion than we're looking at the face of pure evil with this guy. It's just as simple as that.
Well, of course, remember, of course, he was put in by the by the members of the Trilateral Commission, the big banks, of course, the big financiers, the people who control the media. I mean, they had Barack Obama's face on the cover of Time magazine about five or six times last year. How did he get his picture there so often? Why, they were backing his presidency and running for the presidency. The same thing with Newsweek magazine, the same thing with U.S. News and World Report. He was pushed by the people who control the media, who are the members of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And because what they're trying to do is get us to think that, oh, it was the communists who elected him. Yeah, the communists supported him fully. But it's not because of his communist leanings, because it is these very people within the secret societies and the occult organizations that created communism, that financed communism, the League of the Just actually backed Karl Marx back in 1847 so he could write the Communist Manifesto in preparation for the revolution in 1848. And, of course, it was members of the board of the Federal Reserve System were backing Lenin, and many of the major American industrialists and financiers backed Lenin and Stalin and created the best enemy money can buy. Well, Rob, you go right ahead.
All right. Basically, you know, with that introduction, I'll try and get right to the subject matter at hand, which is, I mean, just seemingly outlandish, is corn. As in, you know, corn, you know, it grows on farms and its relation to ancient paganism, and its employment by Obama and the rest of the radical environmental movement in their march towards the New World Order. You know, my contention is people aren't paying enough attention to the radical environmental movement, okay? And that being said, I'll just go and just give me like a 4 or 5 minute background here, and then we'll get right into the subject. You know, my personal background, I have my name, my website's boxofsunglasses.com. Okay, and on there you'll find my book, They Live, embedded in the theory of evolution, and the title being based on John Carpenter's movie, They Live, because that's exactly how, you know, quote, they're getting away with what they're getting away with. You know, basically our entire media, everything you hear, essentially, is a lie, okay, off the media. And if you go into the website, okay, and then there's a link on there, you know, well, it's the homepage, okay, and then a couple things you need to pay attention to at the top of the homepage. If you get nothing else out of the next hour or so that you hear me, is God's simple salvation plan. If you get nothing else, you know, just get that out of this, okay. And right below that, you know, there's a couple pictures of countless pyramids. One is a great seal on your dollar bill, or Federal Reserve note, more accurately. Okay, with a, you know, and to the right of that, is a countless pyramid, on top of the largest cathedral in the world, St. John's the Divine, here in New York City, which is, so happens to be the home of the modern environmental movement. Okay, and if you go just below that, I have a scientific evolution challenge, okay, and it's kind of it's an exercise in sarcasm, because evolution is not science, it's actually pure New Age garbage, okay, it's junk, it's pure science, and, you know, I don't want to go on that rabbit trail, just take that statement as truth for the time being, okay. The next page is the New Age page, okay, and that's where things get interesting. Because on the bottom of that is where I have several links, okay, related to the real environmental movement, okay, that kind of explains what's really going on. So if anybody had doubts what I have to say, there's some links down there, okay?
I want to find out, what is the real environmental movement? What's it all about?
Well, the real environmental movement, its real goal is population control, okay, and that's essentially...
Hold that thought for just a moment here.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Rob Roselli is talking about his webpage, and of course, on his webpage, he has a copy of the pyramid, a reproduction of the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, the unfinished pyramid, which, of course, is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Basically, what really the emblem is the triangle with the glorified eye on top of it. That is the a symbol of the ancient mystery religions. It's been around for over 5,000 years. So what is that emblem doing on the top of the dollar bill? Well, of course, it reflects the eye of Horus, the eye of Osiris, the eye of Lucifer. It reflects the great architect of the universe. So what's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Well, of course, they inscribed above it, "In God We Trust." They just don't tell you what God they're talking about, and the average individual has no idea. So anyway, Bob was simply then talking about the environmental movement, and of course it's one of its major goals is population control. What does that have to do with environmental? It has everything to do with environmentalism. After all, if we killed off the majority of the world's population, then of course we would not be destroying the environment. After all, isn't it man who's destroying the environment? So let's just go ahead and kill off the majority of people. And people say that's crazy talk. But what they do not understand is that there are people who have a different worldview. And they really do intend to kill off the vast majority of the world's population, leave maybe 2 billion people or 1 billion people or maybe 500 million people or maybe only 100 million people. There are lots of people who'd like to kill off almost everyone just to have enough servants to look after them and tend their fields and tend their households, but they want to kill off the majority of the world's population. And if you doubt that, you only have to read their literature or go to my website and pull down our Population Agenda Control monograph. It's available at RadioLiberty.com, but you go ahead and pick up the story, Rob.
And just basically to kind of dovetail what you were saying is, you already can see what I was talking about as far as this thing being, so obvious, essentially so obvious that it's hidden. I mean, the capitalist spirits on the back of your dollar bill, and that type of thing, okay? Now, as far as, in evolution, where it's tying with the environmental movement is number one, mass murder or genocide is acceptable to the evolutionists because we all came from the Earth or Mother Earth. Number one, and number two, in order to achieve their paradise earth, it becomes a lot more desirable if, say, 90% of us, inconveniences or unevolved people are gone. Okay? That's essentially, what's going on. And of course, I'm sure you've discussed the Georgia Guidestones and down in Elberton, Georgia, okay? And essentially what these things are is the American Stonehenge. They were financed and planned by a mysterious character known as R.C. Christian, okay, and R.C. Christian, believe me, I'm working on another link, that's another very mysterious name that goes way back into history, all the way back essentially to the Knights Templar and all the way back to, to ancient, Egyptian mythology, okay, and he traces all the way back, but anyway, that's the name, the pseudonym of a mysterious character who made the Georgia Guidestones. Which tied directly into the environmental movement, and they have something on there, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments, okay? Again, these are a physical granite monument known as the American Stonehenge in Elberton, Georgia. I've been there, Dr. Stan, I know you've said you've been there, okay, but I'm just going to talk about two of these, anti-commandments that tie directly into what we're talking about. Number one is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And the last one, be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature, leave room for nature. Okay, they are literally etched in stone in Elberton, Georgia. Okay, and there's a couple more links on the bottom of the New Age page related to the environmental movement. And one of them is a company called Cosmos Magazine, right out of the United Nations, who I term the undead. Okay, and now you can see it for yourself. There's photos of world leaders that have gotten together and joining hands with all kinds of eco cultures, global spirituality, evolutionary biologists, and all kinds of environmentalist wacko types, okay, and they all come out of the UN. That's the nexus of the modern environmental movement. So it's there in photographs if anybody wants to doubt what Dr. Stan and I are saying. Okay, and that's basically the groundwork for what I'm going to talk about tonight, which again is... the corn is in the middle of this whole mess. It may seem outlandish, and I made this claim in my book, They Live, which is available either. You can either purchase it or it's available on my website as a PDF on the homepage, and there's links, and you can see it there, okay? Now, I said it was in that book, It was actually rooted in ancient Egyptian and Babylonian paganism, while also communally rooting the Mother Earth, or Gaia, the Greek word, you know, the Greek for the goddess, the earth goddess, of billions of, quote, useless eaters, you know, a communist term, and they'll correlate directly to the anti-Ten Commandments, as I've just stated, especially number one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
And that, of course, is the first commandment on the Georgia Guidestones.
Anti-commandment. Right. But basically, that's number one, okay?
And so basically what they're talking about is killing off over 90% of the population of the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. Nobody in their right mind would want to do that. And you're absolutely right. Nobody in their right mind would want to do that. We're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with some of the richest people and wealthiest people in the world who are in the process of killing off the majority of the world population today. They're doing this with the AIDS epidemic in Africa, where in Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women there, they test every woman, 46% of them are HIV infected, they're all going to die. Even here in the United States, since this disease is primarily, you know, a disease of black men, 1 in 16 black men and 1 in 30 black women are going to contract HIV here in the United States. We've already lost well over 500,000 people in a totally unnecessary, genetically created, man-made disease. And of course, this is covered in my writings, and you want to verify what we're saying. But if you want to verify those statistics that came out within the last 2 weeks from the CDC, we'll be glad to provide you the documentation. If you get in touch with us, get something else, why we'll be glad to just ask for the latest statistics on the incidence of HIV in blacks and why so high in blacks. Because this disease is created primarily to kill off black people. It's a race-specific disease. Yes, whites get it, but nowhere near as many whites get it as blacks get it. In fact, almost half the new cases of AIDS in the United States are in blacks, whereas only, you know, they only make up 13% of the population. The whites make up the vast majority, and then, of course, 13% of the population comes all down with almost half the disease. Did not happen by accident. It was planned that way. They have the ability to make race-specific diseases. They've done it. And want to know who's done it? Well, I'll be glad to go into that for you as well. It's done by the CIA. We have the documents, the CIA documents they tried to shred, but they were the special virus cancer program. Unfortunately for them, a lot of their documents survived, and we have copies of those documents, and our friends have copies of the documents. Then they created terrible new diseases, and they have suppressed that information here in the United States. But go right ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to take a hardware turn real quick that ties directly in with this. I mean, just for people out there, I mean, my original contact with Dr. Stan, I was a microbiology student at Vanderbilt University. I did a report, this is way before I knew Dr. Stan, on the man-made origin of AIDS. Okay, and I was, of course, laughed at and mocked at, by my family, peers, my microbiology teacher, okay. But based on my independent research, that's the only logical conclusion I came up with, okay, which is kind of funny because it is aimed at, the homosexual population here and the black population in Africa. So I could even do Dr. Stan one better on this one. I know the modern priest of the environmental movement, Al Gore knows about it because I dropped off a bunch of information, to the senator from Tennessee in his Nashville office in 92, and I even got a letter from him in response, but I never really pursued it because, by that time I figured, everybody else was right and I was wrong. But have no doubt, what we're talking about, pure evil here, okay? And just to get back to my point about, basically, corn being used as a food weapon in a population control fight. That's seemingly, and what we're saying is seemingly outlandish, okay? I have four subcategories, okay, that we'll talk about, and hopefully I'll be able to get to all these by the end of the show. Number one is beware the environmental movement. Number two is the new age loons get corny, okay? Number three is corn is national policy. And number four is corn's relation to what I'm calling rivers of life, and the new age Mother Earth loons, okay? That's because that's what these people are. The low level I'm talking about, when I say loons, I'm talking about the low level wackos, your Earth First and World Wildlife Fund, these kinds of eco wackos, okay? But let's start at the top. And if people are, you know, people are doubting what we're, you know, what we're saying, okay, let's start out with abortion, okay? You know, the original literal employment of population control in this country was something called the American Birth Control League and abortion by a woman named Margaret Sanger, okay? Now, she was also instrumental in formulating the American eugenics movement in the 20s, and she was supported by Rockefeller interest. And you'll find that that name, that Rockefeller name, for some reason keeps popping up in this whole discussion. It's more than coincidence, okay? But anyway, one of her biggest inspirations was the mother of the American occultism, a woman named Helena Blavatsky, okay? And one of Blavatsky's biggest fans was somebody by the name of Adolf Hitler. Now, of course, another one of Adolf Hitler's inspirations was Margaret Sanger, okay? And Hitler, in fact, a lot of his Nazi eugenics, you know, race hygiene employment, the Holocaust, was based on the American eugenics movement, okay? So in other words, the abortion was the original population control practice of the American eugenics movement, okay? And we happen to have a president who voted against something called the Born Alive Infant Abortion Protection Act, okay? Now, essentially what that means, if a baby is born alive after a botched abortion, that baby is to die, according to President Obama.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Robert Sally. We're talking about, of course, population control. And population control, of course, is a very...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Worse and worse, and we begin to understand there really are people who want to kill off a significant part of the world's population. If you haven't seen Sidney Alex Jones DVD Endgame, he covers this very well. He talks about the Bilderbergers, but he's also talking about their population control agenda, because we've got a great deal of information on population control, and the plan to use vaccines, the plan to use aspartame in the food, the plan to use mercury, intoxication, water fluoridation, and certainly aluminum, contacted aluminum. They know that all of these things are toxic, and yet, of course, they're being foisted on the American people. Certainly, there are so many things in our environment that are carcinogenic. Treatments for cancer are being actively suppressed. In Africa, in Zimbabwe today, where, of course, before the AIDS epidemic, the average black man lived to be 64 years of age. Today, they live to be about 36 years of age, and the women to 34 years of age. American tax dollars at work in the population control agenda. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. In Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. They're all going to die. American tax dollars at work. Give us a call, and Rob, you go right ahead.
Okay, and I'm just going to continue, you know, with the environmental movement, okay? I was talking about the whole carbon credit scam, and the person at the top, you know, was Goldman Sachs, and, you know, former CEO of Goldman Sachs happens to be another staunch population control advocate by the name of Warren Buffett, okay, an ex-Bilderberg group member, and that's all, you know, we don't want to go off on that rabbit trail, but suffice it to say for now that he's part of the whole global elite and this whole one-world, quote, conspiracy that, you know, is unfolding before our eyes. But it's still a conspiracy theory, even to those on the, quote, fake right in this country, conservatives, people, you know, shills like Limbaugh and Hannity and the other, those types, okay. I'm going to read a couple of headlines, the literal headlines that read right off the Georgia Guidestones that, you know, we talked about, you know, a few minutes ago, okay. Population control under the guise of consumer protection. Coming government takeover of food exclusive. Roger Hedcock exposes plot to regulate American farms. Okay, that was on WorldNet Daily last week. And here's one. Deep ecology, misanthropy moving into mainstream environmentalism. And I'm going to read right from the article. Deep ecology is a neo-earth religion, the ideology of which holds that nature should be given equal consideration with people, a concept sometimes called ecological egalitarianism, okay, also related to evolution. We all came from dirt, okay? That's basically when we talked about, you know, evolution before. The explicit rejection of human exceptionalism led adherence into a profound nihilism and anti-humanism in which deep ecologists yearn for a radical human depopulation to under 1 billion, okay? That's a headline, okay? And there's several of those in my link, okay, which, again, is under the Mystery Babylon page under Rivers of Life, okay? I'm just basically summarizing that article. But those, and there's a bunch of headlines that read just like the Georgia Guidestones, okay? So this is no longer, quote, conspiracy theory, okay? So essentially, that's the true environmental movement. Remember, it's population control. It's absolutely not about helping the environment. Believe me, these people are not scientific, okay? I can tell you that my background as a civil engineer, again, these people are absolutely not scientific. They're not interested in helping the environment. They're interested in population control.
and helping Mother Earth, the Mother Earth goddess, okay? Now, the next subject is, you know, subject matter I call the New Age loons get corny, okay? Now, you just need to go back a little bit of history, okay? And if you go back to the, you know, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the FDR administration, okay? And basically what he did to get us out of the Great Depression, which was caused by the international bankers to begin with, is he borrowed a lot of fiat money from the Federal Reserve to get us out of the Great Depression, which today, even many economists today are saying he actually exacerbated the Depression and made it into the Great Depression by endlessly borrowing from the Federal Reserve Bank, okay? Now, that story sounds familiar. It should. It's exactly what Barack Obama is doing today in 2009. And, in fact, one of his inspirations is, in fact, the FDR administration, the, quote, progressive FDR administration. Okay, but this guy's a lot more evil, a lot more occult-minded. The more, you know, the more I read about him...
Hold that thought. We're going to a break here. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. I number one... 888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Rob, why don't you go right ahead there?
Okay, and basically I was talking about the FDR administration is basically a reflection of our current Obama administration, okay? I just laid a little bit of groundwork, and the reason being, in Section 3 and Appendix A of my book, I thoroughly documented a Russian mystic named Nicholas Roerich, okay? I even visited his museum in New York City and picked up another book to corroborate this whole story because it's so unbelievable. But basically, he was an advisor to the occult-minded FDR and his agricultural secretary, a guy named Henry Wallace, okay? He also had top-level interactions with the Russian government. He was sent on several missions to Mongolia and Tibet. And Tibet is the mystical land, is the home of the mystical land of Shambhala. That is considered heaven on earth to many of the New Agers, okay? And basically, in so doing, he was competing with Adolf Hitler's intelligence apparatus. Okay, and in 1935, he found something in Tibet. We're not quite sure what. But we found something that made him persona non grata in the United States. Okay, he was a friend of FDR and Wallace, and all of a sudden, it was boom. You know, don't come back to the United States. You're going to be arrested for tax evasion. Okay, now if that story sounds familiar, it should. It reads just like the original Indiana Jones movie. Okay, if you recall what happened with Indiana Jones, he went over to Mongolia looking for the Ark.
Hold that thought, Rob. We've got to bring our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Maggie from Texas. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Maggie, who is calling from Texas. Hi, Maggie. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do have a question for your guest.
Right,
you know,
correct.
You
you've moved on a little from that subject, but he was talking about the Georgia Guidestones.
Right. Have you ever seen him there in Elberton?
Yes, I have. I have indeed. And I wanted to ask him, and I guess it's a question for both of you, whether you had actually stopped into the museum that they have there as well as the library. Because there's a granite museum in Elberton.
All right, and it has to do with the Georgia Guidestones. Yes, Rob, have you been to the museum there in Elberton?
Yeah, I stopped by the museum. I spent a couple hours there, okay, and I learned enough about granite, okay, and this is going to know that somebody was very serious about these things, and I even got a leather-bound copy of R.C. Christian's book, Common Sense Revisited, okay, which is a whole, I can talk for hours on end just about that, and I'm, in fact, developing another link about R.C. Christian, but to answer your question, yes, I have visited the museum.
And I did as well, Maggie, and certainly the thing is, of course, people must understand that this man comes into Elberton, I think it was 1979, nobody had ever heard of him before. He goes to see the people at the bank, he tells them he wants to build this monument, he goes to see the people who, mine the granite and know how to erect a monument. He tells them what he wants, and he's willing to put up a great deal of money to build this strange monument that has to be aligned properly with the stars and the moon. But everybody knows he's not using his real name. Why? Why is the aura of secrecy? And why, of course, does he represent a secret society, but he'll not tell anybody what the secret society was? And then what is the significance of his message? But you go right ahead, Maggie.
May I add a comment, please?
You certainly may. Go ahead.
Yeah. The day I stopped there, the docent is usually a member of their fraternity there, and they, like their Masons are whatever group it is, and they take turns. And I guess the docent that day, whose card I still have, was in a particularly chatty mood, and he told us a little more than he apparently told you. And one of the things he mentioned was that R.C. Christian still drops by from time to time. He doesn't know his name still, but the man is still around. This is as of 3 years ago. And he had, in fact, just dropped in very recently when we talked to him. And he said that R.C. Christian told him that he, that is Christian, had been in North Carolina for a period of time looking for a plant that is some kind of herb, I guess, that would be, quote, of great benefit to mankind.
Well, I think...
go ahead.
No, go right ahead. See, I think what people don't understand is that this is really a satanic monument. There's satanic ceremonies held there and naked dancing parties. This was originally blessed by our witch. At least this is the story where I got when I went to the library and read up on it. They have a file there on the Georgia Guidestones. UFOs have been seen hovering over the site. I mean, this has all the earmarks of a major satanic center, and yet the average American has never heard of it, because the last thing the people who control our media want is for the people in the United States to understand the satanic nature of so much of what's going on today. Anything else you'd like to say, Maggie?
Another thing he told me was that the National Ukrainian Orchestra on their American tour, which took them to Georgia, had all stopped there. They had wanted to see that monument, and so the whole orchestra went there together, and they commented that they only found three misspellings, which struck me as strange to begin with.
Because that was because of the Ten Commandments that they have there, or the Ten Commandments from the Dark Side. One of the things is that it's not in English, but it's in Russian, it's in Chinese, it's in Swahili,
yes,
it's in Spanish, it's in Arabic, it's in Hebrew, eight different languages, and that's just on the Guidestones. And of course the Capstone is in four separate languages. Certainly the Babylonian cuneiform, certainly hieroglyphics, Sanskrit, I forgot what the fourth language is. But this is, of course, to encompass all of civilization. Anything else you'd like to say, Maggie?
Just a very strange place. It is quite radioactive there, but then granite is radioactive by itself. And the last thing I want to say before I get off is that the man in the museum told me that there was one person who definitely knew Kristen's real name, and that was the banker who had conducted all the negotiations. And that banker has moved away but is still alive, or was as of a few years ago. So if a researcher wanted to pursue this, that would be possible.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's fascinating. I think what's even most fascinating is the fact that the information about the George Guidestones has been carefully suppressed, and they're little known outside of, people have been to my website, or perhaps to Rob's website, or certainly have been to Elberton. But I will tell you, there are a lot of people in Elberton who realize that this is an evil center, and they'd like to get rid of it, but nobody has the courage. A couple of ministers have tried, and of course, in each instance, strange things have happened, and they've been forced to leave the community. Rob, did you have anything to say to Maggie before we let her go?
Yeah, I'm just going off subject, but yeah, basically, like R.C. Christian, okay, in my research and the research I'm doing now, I'm going to have a new R.C. Christian link, in the next couple of weeks, okay. And I'm going back into history, okay? You literally cannot pin this guy down, okay? He's in and outside of the human physical body. He's legend. He even ties directly into Count Dracula and vampires, okay? This name, not just the specific guy you're talking about, and who knows whether that's his real name or not, but throughout history, he is one mysterious character indeed, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. And as far as the Georgia Guidestones themselves go, I have a link, in the bottom of my New Age page called 322, the Echo Wackos and the Georgia Guidestones, where I tie in, the Order of Skull and Bones, the Georgia Guidestones, in with the environmental movement. Okay, that's like 20 pages, and I can talk for hours just on that. But believe me, and one of the things that's significant about the Guidestones is their date, March 22nd, 1980, okay, and just real briefly, March 22nd happens to be, the common date for the Jewish Passover. It also happens to be 322, which ties in with the mysterious 322 on the Skull and Bones logo, okay, which is more than coincidence, okay, and just the fact that they're so astronomically correct, or these things are no accident. Okay, so that's, there's a lot more going on there.
What is your website, sir? I tuned in a little late.
It's called boxofsunglasses.com.
Boxofsunglasses, yeah, got it.
.com. And if if you go on the bottom of the New Age page, you'll see everything, the kind of the basis I'm talking about. And, what I'm talking about right now is, I have a Mystery Babylon, United States link, something called Rivers of Life. And this, on that link, my subject matter for tonight is using food as a weapon in the whole population control endeavor. Which again ties back to the Georgia Guidestones.
Okay, well, thank you so much, sir.
I've learned a lot.
Maggie, what part of Texas do you live in?
Central Texas.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you're going to get everybody there listening to our programs, at least talk
to them. Well, I recommend you at every opportunity.
All right, God bless you.
You're one of my favorites.
Thanks very much, Maggie. Okay, fine. Well, our guest is Rob Roselli. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Rob, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of jump right to the end. Okay, I was talking about the FDR administration. His agricultural secretary Henry Wallace, and Nicholas Roerich, based the story of which reads like a real life Indiana Jones movie. Okay. And I'm going to kind of, I know we're kind of running against the clock here, but basically, here's New Age author William Henry in a book called The Atomic Christ that kind of, ties this whole thing together. Was Henry Wallace's brilliance as a plant geneticist and gardener invaluable to FDR in interpreting the stories of Osiris, the god of agriculture, who taught humanity the secrets of gardening and left his pillar as a power plant for future generations? Okay, so notice the things that just popped up there. Osiris, illuminated a third eye of Osiris as an Acropolis pyramid that we talked about before. And also being the light of illumination to the New Agers, now he's also the god of agriculture. So you could see the tie back into the environmental movement, okay? And basically what I did is I listed a number of jobs today that Nicholas Roerich could fulfill, based on his life and what he believed in. Number one is he could have been a songwriter for the Beatles. because he developed something called the Roerich Peace Pact, which was basically was one world government living under the quote, you know, the world peace, okay, an idealistic, scheme, unrealistic scheme to say the least. He could have been president of something of Earth First with his views, you know, on environmentalism that correlate with those echo-wackos. He could have been secretary of the general of the UN, okay, based on all his environmentalist one world beliefs. And he could have been an officer in Nazi intelligence, okay, you know, based on his search for the, you know, for the Ark or whatever he was looking for over in Tibet, okay?
Well, I think it's important for our people, listeners, to know that Nicholas Roerich was basically one of the leading occultic philosophers of the 20th century. Among his disciples were Manly P. Hall, of course, who formed the Physiological Research Society in Southern California, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But actually, they built this massive, great big building in New York City as a memorial to Nicholas Roerich. And of course, his paintings were, and he was primarily a painter, but he was also a mystic who had supernatural power. This is well described in an excellent DVD which we carry entitled The Eye of the Phoenix. If you haven't seen The Eye of the Phoenix, it will take you into Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Henry Wallace, but specifically into Nicholas Roerich, who is one of the pivotal people of the 20th century, and yet most people have never heard of him, very simply because the people who control our reality, who control the media, do not want people to understand the spiritual forces and the mystics that are at work in our society, were at work during the last century, are at work in our society today. Go right ahead, Rob.
Okay, and basically, so in other words, I mean, you know, Dr. Stan has information on this guy Roerich. I have information, and, you know, some of it overlaps, but, you know, we independently corroborate, you know, who this guy was. You know, he's deep into the occult, okay, and he was very high up in the FDR administration, okay. Next topic, you know, and I'm trying to move right along here, is Corn is national policy, okay. No, let's fast forward to today. Okay, I'm just going to go down a list of, make a logical argument, okay, I can say global warming or climate change or whatever they're calling it now is a blatant scientific scam, okay, and I cover that thoroughly in section 2E as an Edward of my book, okay. The solution of corn-based ethanol may be even a bigger scam, okay, because now, you're taking away farmland that can grow food, and number two, it takes more fuel to produce than it yields, okay? So it's blatantly idiotic, okay? And again, to solve the idiocy of global warming, okay? Now, the utilization for cropland to grow corn and support these two fake scams is causing real starvation and real death throughout the world, okay? This is not, quote, conspiracy theory. There are food riots happening throughout the world because there's less food to grow corn for ethanol to solve global warming, okay? So basically they're doing it right in front of our faces and we're just staring right at it, okay? And Obama happens to be neck deep in the middle of this whole ethanol industry and lobby. Now remember last year he won Iowa, which was the springboard for his presidency, by pushing corn-based ethanol, okay? So you can see the control of the presidency that these forces have, okay? And don't forget the abortion industry, which we discussed before, and how radical pro-abortion Obama is, okay? Now, it's in the last section of this article where things really get interesting, as if they haven't already, okay? Now, the one thing that I found in my research is that these New Age loons, they regard rivers and oceans as more than just homes to fish and, you know, suppliers of water and that kind of thing, okay? They symbolize cosmic waters and rivers of life, as they float away into the universe or the cosmos. Remember Cosmos magazine for the United Nations? The rivers of life into the cosmos, into the ocean of the cosmos as an outer space. Okay, because that is heaven to these people. I know this stuff doesn't make a lot of sense, but maybe that's the point. Maybe it's not supposed to. But suffice it to say that water has a lot more symbology to the New Agers than just the stuff that, you know, you and I would drink out of the tap when we're thirsty, okay? Now, one of the New Age occult symbols, when you combine healing waters with columns, to them, it's something called New Jerusalem, okay? Now, we discussed Manly Hall before, you know, and as you may know, I call him the mouthpiece of Masonry. He was one of the he's the best source of talking about. He was a spiritualist and occultist, okay? He was over in Los Angeles for most of the 20th century, and he wrote dozens of books on Freemasonry and the occult in ancient Egypt, okay? He's a great source of information. His stuff's available on Amazon.com, okay, for those who bother to read it, okay? But one of his books or booklets that I have happens to be something called What the Ancient Wisdom Expects of Its Disciples, okay? And on the front cover of that book, what do we have but two columns? And in between the two columns, we have a river flowing uphill to an illuminated capless pyramid and castle in the sky, okay? Well, that's interesting. Now, this is from, I read Obama's, a book called Audacity of Hope, where he talks about, quote, the inexorable march towards New Jerusalem, okay? So when I read something like that, my ears pop right up. Now, here's William Henry again in a book called The Atomic Christ, where he discusses FDR and Roerich and all these kinds of people. At the Third International Roerich Peace Banner Convention in Washington, D.C. in 1933, Francis Grant gave a speech which directly connected the peace pact with Shambhala. Remember, Shambhala is the mystical heaven on earth over in Tibet. Okay, the East has said that when the banner of Shambhala would encircle the world, verily the new dawn would follow. Now, what does that have? Now, new dawn is in the rising sun of the East of Freemasonry, the illumination from the divine spark available to all people. That's available. It's illumination. Okay, now Helena Blavatsky, who we discussed, talked about a divine spark that was available to certain members of humanity, okay, which ties directly in with Adolf Hitler.
Well, let's just take a moment here and point out that Shambhala is a theoretical place that the New Agers talk about. Of course, we hear a lot about Shangri-La. It's exactly the idea that there's this utopian area somewhere in Tibet. It doesn't exist. But, of course, so much of what they talk about doesn't exist. It's all mystical. But behind that are powerful spiritual forces that have convinced generations of men that it does exist. And that, of course, their new world leader is coming soon to bring happiness to us all. And what they're really talking about is the Antichrist, who is coming, is imminent. Well, Rob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Called Endgame. We carry it because we think Alex has done a great job. It's about the Bilderbergers, but it's also about the population control agenda. And then, of course, we carry another of Alex's DVDs called The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, and there you'll see the leaders of our nation on video wearing their gowns and their hoods and with their candles and their chants. What in heaven's name are the leaders of our country doing wearing hoods and gowns? And, well, Chris, did you ever see that movie Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Hanks? Man who put it out mysteriously died before the film was ever shown. But, of course, he told basically the same story. There really are these secret organizations in the world today. You need to, of course, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It goes into that. But if you'd like to know more about population control, let me suggest my talk on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction, Nundare, Cullet, genocide, and population control. They're three separate DVDs. I'll give you one or another aspect of what's going on. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on population control. We have a DVD that Alex put out called Endgame. We actually have my pamphlet. It's called The Population Control Agenda Monograph. It's up on my website. Or if you get any of the other items, you ask for it, we'll send you a copy free of charge. And it goes into the background of the organized plan to kill off the majority of the world. Now, how are they ever going to get rid of the majority of the world? I believe they're going to have a nuclear war. Everything is pointing in that direction. We have actually transferring actively nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could circulate it among the Muslim world. Where is the proof? Well, our January 2008 newsletter is a Sybil Edmonds story, and the references are all there. You can go up on the Internet and check them. Everybody in the world knows that the United States is transferring nuclear technology to the Islamic world, except the people of the United States. Why don't they know? Because the media is controlled, very, very simply. And you need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. They plan on new and terrible plagues. Somebody had called in the last hour saying there was a case of Marburg's disease in Colorado. I don't know whether it's true. I'm going to check it out. But Marburg's disease, I believe, is a man-made disease. The first cases occurred in laboratory monkeys that were sent from Africa to Germany to be used to produce a polio vaccine. And had they succeeded, they would have killed most of Germany, but I believe God intervened. And before this happened, why, of course, the people who were taking care of the monkeys came down with this deadly hemorrhagic disease, and then they went to the hospital, and the nurses and the doctors started coming down, and finally they just moved in very rapidly and killed the monkeys and isolated the people until they either got well or died, and most of them died, but they stopped the epidemic. The same is true with the Ebola epidemic, and the only cases we've ever had here in the United States have been in laboratory animals. Fortunately, the brand that we got here has only killed, and laboratory animals didn't kill human beings, so they've created, in my estimation, several types of that. If you want to get into the background of the creation of the AIDS epidemic, we carry a book called AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief, by Don Scott, AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief, and, of course, the book, The Project Daylily, Project Daylily. You'll certainly want to get the DVD by Dr. Garth Nicholson. Terrible New Diseases. Terrible New Diseases. And then, of course, we want you to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family and help us so we can continue getting the truth out. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if this country doesn't turn back to God, I believe we are going to lose this country. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection.